Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. Teaching religion as pure science. Teaching the religious science, the religious, scientific, cosmological teaching of the knowledge of the universe from the African ancestors. So we must look into our babies, look into our youth and our children, and birth within them the reality, the power of the Most High. The relationship that each and every one of these couples has with the universe and has with the Most High determines their function. It is the same with us. It's the same that the Dogon taught, that Po seed was the image of the universe and the image of the Creator. In the Bible, Adam, male, female, image of the Creator, image of creation. Christ in the New Testament, the image of the Creator, Creatress, and the image of the universe. We are all the image of the Most High and the image of the universe and within us. And so we become the waters of Noon. We become the seed of life, germ of life called sperm. By speaking words of life. Words of life into the babies. The word, I know y'all know Bible. I know you all know Quran. I know we know the other scriptures, Hindu, Buddhist, Zoroaster, so on and so forth. That word is like a spiritual sperm. Spiritual seed of life, germ of life. Carrying that eternal force of life within it. That word coming out of our thoughts and our minds and our hearts. Going into, being emitted into that sacred and divine vaginal tract that we call the ear. And the word enters into the sacred divine womb that we call the mind, the heart, the spirit, the soul, and we can pump life into the babies and life into the youth. So there we have the scientific teaching of energy, the science of energy. That's where Einstein got his so-called theory from, studying that which came from Africa, in Bible, in Quran. That's Africa, the teaching of all as spirit, energy, power, and force. This universe takes energy. Everything we do takes energy. Even when we're asleep, we're breathing, that takes energy. So energy equals material and mass times the speed of light squared. We're talking about energy. And so the three phases again. Noon, first at rest, teaching us that our actions must bring rest to the human family, rest to the soul, rest to the consciousness. We need to go within ourselves and give birth to those characteristics, talents, and attributes that will bring rest to the creation and rest to the universe. Break down the barriers and the boundaries that separate black, brown, red, yellow, and white, that separate men and women, boys and girls, that separate us by region and territory. No. All of us must be one with the divine creation. and one with the divine creator, creatress. Then phase two was Ptah, that earth mound, bringing energy, bringing turbulence, bringing chaos. And then phase three was Atum Ra, the fire, the sun, the ball of fire, that hydrogen waters, bringing order to the chaos, order to the planets. And see, when we study Atum, when we study Atum from the African ancestors, and when we study what the Europeans, when the Greeks talk about the atom and all that the atom does, that's Atum. But the European Greeks said atom. And then when we study the Logos comes from African knowledge, but through the Greek philosophers. Logos meaning word, and the power of the word, which is Christ. See, when you check the attributes and characteristics of Logos Christ, you're looking at the attributes and characteristics of that Atum that our African ancestors told us about. And the atom that the European Greeks got from the Atum from Africa. You see, when the scripture talks about nothing was made without Christ. Christ was in everything. In everything that was made, Christ was in it. Christ was that power that generated that reality. It's talking about the Atum. It's talking about the atom. It's talking about how the whole of the universe is alive with atoms. The atoms. You say atoms like it's plural, but we're going to prove that this Atum, like the ancient Africans taught, is one Atum. One Atum. The African ancestors didn't say atoms, they said Atum. The European Greeks said atoms. Then they said protons, neutrons, electrons. The scripture says, teaches us that this reality is a one reality. No turning of the shadow. I'm going to explain that in detail later. But one Christ Atum, one Christ image, one Christ Atum image, Logos word, permeating the whole of the universe. The Africans taught that reality. The God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem by Dr. Gabriel Oyibo teaches us that the table of elements is a fictitious construct. Follow this now. This is science, sisters and brothers. And when we understand this, we will understand more than any teacher, because the teachers yet teach what we are going to prove is a fictitious table of elements. Now, the first element in the table of elements is hydrogen. Hydrogen, element number one, has, guess how many protons, neutrons, and electrons? Hydrogen, the first element, element one, has one hydrogen, one neutron, and one electron. Now, the next element in the table of elements is helium, the second element, element number two. Guess how many protons, neutrons, and electrons are attached to helium? Two protons, two electrons, two neutrons. Well, sisters and brothers, it looks to us, and Dr. Gabriel Oyibo through his God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, saw that helium is in reality two hydrogens. Hydrogen, first element, one proton, one neutron, one electron. Helium, helium is the second element. Two protons, two neutrons, two electrons. Excuse me, sisters and brothers. So helium must be two hydrogens. Now, gold, G-O-L-D. Gold is the 79th element. Element 79. Guess how many protons? 79. Guess how many neutrons? 79. Guess how many electrons? 79. So in reality, this is 79 hydrogens. And whatever number you go to on the table of elements, you are looking at that many hydrogens. Hydrogen is the waters of noon. The base reality of the table of elements is hydrogen. That hydrogen, that plasma, that waters of noon, that original waters that we all came from and out of. The whole table of the table of elements is hydrogen. You're just looking at two hydrogens or three hydrogens or 79 hydrogens, and whatever is the last number, that is the number of hydrogens in the last element of the table of elements. See, the Africans said waters of noon is all, everything and all. Then you have that Atum reality that is in the whole of the phases of creation. Atum, atoms, hydrogen, fire, all come out of this fiery water. Now, the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem teaches that the root denominator of the Big Bang and the Word of God and the watery waves of noon. What is that common reality? What is it in the Big Bang, the Word of God, and the waters of noon? What is that common denominator, that common reality? We talked about the table of elements. The common reality, the common denominator is hydrogen. We're moving to this portion of the scientific creation because some say Big Bang. Communist, socialist, scientists say Big Bang. Religious people say Word of God. The ancient Africans said watery waves of noon. You see, the common reality is the watery waves. The waves. This watery waves of noon. You see, the waves of light, the waves of sound. Remember the Dogon and the Po seed, inaudible, invisible light and sound. Invisible light, inaudible sound, and then manifesting in the physical reality, visible and audible. Light creates waves. Sound creates waves. So, and these waters again, these waters of noon, plasma, green, quartz, translucent waters that are able to conduct and transmit light. The waves is that common reality. But the Big Bang, a bang of sound and light, causes sound waves and light waves. The African Hebrews taught the word of God in Genesis and all over the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. Well, the word has sound and power. The Rastafari sisters and brothers teach us that word is sound, is power. That African teaching. So the word of God creating sound waves, creating light, causing light waves. The waves is that common reality. And the ancient Africans said watery waves of noon. This water reality that we all come from. But now the waters are forming waves of energy. Energy, E equals MC squared. Energy, spirit, equals material mass times the speed of light squared. So these watery waves now. And the waves, that's energy. The waves represent the energy of the universe, the whole of the universe as energy waves. You and I producing energy to do things all come together. The material, the mass of the universe, waves of energy, light. Waves of energy. So, in reality, the scientist is right, the word of God is right, and the African ancestors are right, are correct. So, it's no need to choose one of the three, but understand that these three descriptions are describing the same reality of the waves, and this is African teaching. The African Hebrews brought that ancient African Kemet teaching, Egypt teaching, out of Egypt after they defeated the Hyksos, European slave master, and the Africans took the throne again. And the African Hebrews go out with this teaching to spread this teaching into the so-called Israel-Palestine area that the sisters and the brothers may know energy and spirit equals material and mass times the speed of light squared that waves. The wicked are using wave energy, but we the righteous using positive spirit energy, wave energy, will defeat the wicked wave energy as we study our opposite, as we study our enemy and our nemesis. And then after understanding our enemy and our nemesis, we are able to incorporate these knowledge, this knowledge together and get synthesis and win the day for peace and tranquility. The watery waves of noon. Oh man, I love this science. I love our African ancestors and this scientific teaching. Now, this work being done by Atum, this work of calling the energy wave forces together, those four couples, all of this is taking place in the water. As the Dogon taught, that pole seed was invisible first, inaudible first. So here, that teaching from Kemet is in the waters, not out of the waters yet, yet remaining in the waters. And the Africans taught that the frogs and the snakes represent this teaching. They had depictions of all of these forces and powers residing in frogs and snakes. Why? Have you ever wondered why in biology class, when dealing with the biology of the human being? That you open up frogs? Have you ever wondered why is it that scientists use various animals in scientific studies, sometimes bad scientific study, but use animals in scientific study so that they may understand how to deal with some aspect of the human being? That is because the ancient Africans taught that all come from the mother-father principle. All come from these waters of Nun. All come from the same mother-father principle reality. And so the frogs have the same type of biology that we have. When, and this was given by Brother Booker T. Coleman in this presentation, I'll have it in my summary page, but he was saying, when you study the central nervous system of the human being and the development of the central nervous system in the egg, that human being looks like the development of the tadpole into the frog. When you look at the development of the central nervous system, I think there are three phases at least, but you're looking at the egg, the tadpole, the frog. So the ancient African ancestors knew that the physiology of animals, insects, in this case we're speaking of frogs and snakes, was the same or similar or identical to the development of the central nervous system of the human being. Therefore, in biology class, we study frogs and sometimes we study snakes. When you look in the blastula, let me see this. I have my digital dictionary here so we can know exactly what we're speaking about. The blastula is where you can view the human embryo, the central nervous system in the blastula. That time of the egg, that there is water and fluid in the egg, but it's hollow. Hollow. The development is about to take place. And it says an early metazoan embryo, typically having the form of a hollow fluid. Filled, rounded cavity. You know how you have a cavity in your tooth? It's hollow in that area. It's a hole in that area. Hollowed out. Filled, rounded cavity, bounded by a single layer of cells. And the word metazoan has to do, it says, that comprises any of a group that comprises all animals having the body composed of differentiated into tissues and organs and usually a digestive cavity lined with specialized cells. So this physical structure has in common with the animal physical structure the same type of development. You have same type of structure, breathing structure, digestive structure, and so on. And this type of cell that begins in the embryonic stage hollow, but watery and fluid and hollow. When you examine the central nervous system and the development in that stage in the blastula of the human embryo, that hollow water reality, you can see the egg, the tadpole, and the frog, the ancient Africans. 23,000 years BC, according to Gabriel Oyibo, understanding this science. And this is how the teachers of today, the scientists of today, why they have us examining frogs, because of that common reality, that common father-mother principle, noon, the waters of noon, that watery reality, that hydrogen, common hydrogen element. Element table is really all hydrogen. The whole universe made of fire hydrogen. So this is the root of your quantum physics, quantum mechanics, string theory, theory of relativity, the understanding of hydrogen in the universe, the planets and the balls of fire and the stars and the constellations and the Milky Way and the gas and the water and the fire. All of this is where the modern day scientists have gotten their teaching of quantum physics, quantum mechanics, string theory, and relativity, the waves, and Adam, male and female, Genesis 5. We are the Atum. We are the image of the universe, image of creator, and Christ. When you check the etymology of Christ, we come to understand that Christ, the image, Christ, the image, man, the image, woman, the image. We are the Christ spirit and soul energy in human flesh. So when we study history, when we study biology, when we study psychology, when we study anything, we are in the study of atom. We are in the study of atoms. We are in the study of spirit energy and how circumstances press upon our emotions and cause our disposition. We're in the study of atom and atoms. We're in the study of the watchers of noon and hydrogen. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.